Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for being here with us in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Really thank you so much for co-creating with us this experience and co-creating this transformation and shifts that we are having with our really amazing teachers. And for today's call we have Gabrielle Spencer with us. She's been with us many times before and really love the message that she transmits that really help us to connect with our sovereignty and our truth and really be able to find the balance within and also be able to create from this abundant state of being. And that can be reflected in our life, whether abundance or whether it's financial, in relationships, in health, in all different kind of fields in our personal life. Very happy that she's back on the show, and also really love that all the activations that she's been doing for us before on the call, really really powerful ones. So today we'll be talking about stabilizing your energetic field, and how can we clear the stress and anxiety and depression that we are experiencing, especially that's recently more and more of the old patterns, more beliefs, limiting belief systems are coming up again for us to move beyond that, to transform them into the lights and be more grounded in our truth and in our own power. I'm very excited about that. We will also have a Q&A, so you'll be able to ask your questions. And as always, if you are on the phone or the web call, you will be able to ask your question by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And for those of you who are not yet familiar with Gabrielle, I would like to share with you a little bit about her. So Gabrielle Spencer is known as the practical spiritualist and the heart harmonizer who activates your soul's mission-driven purpose to maximize your impact in the world and ignite your legacy of personal and professional wealth and abundance. She is a multidimensional intuitive channel and high-frequency healer and activator who accesses the ancient formulas, keys and codes needed to assist you to clear your multidimensional heart, spirit, mind, and soul's consciousness to connect you with your full force of gifts and abilities by dramatically raising your frequency. With that, Gabrielle, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I'm super excited to be here. I just want to start, if we can, everybody just closing your eyes. We're going to not do an activation, but we're going to get on the same frequency bandwidth, if we can. That way, everything that comes through will affect each person just where they are and helping them to receive the information and the frequencies to help them in the transformation that's possible. Because as we talk, frequencies are being downloaded. And just being connected, all of us as a group, we are raising our vibration. That's the whole purpose of these great calls, right, Monsef? This is why we do this. Because together, we raise our frequency high enough that we're able to reach levels that we have a harder time reaching on our own. And as we open our hearts and our energetic fields to oneness, as we're working here as a group in oneness, we receive more by sharing, right? Sharing the higher vibrational energy. And it's almost like you can see it. Imagine, you know, when we see all the pictures of people holding hands around the world, it's exactly what we're doing in an energetic way. And so each one of us, if you close your eyes and just give permission to receive and to be open and to open your heart for your highest and greatest good, to be received and provided and new perspectives and understanding to come in for you, to help you along your highest path. Because we are in an energetic time where, in all honesty and truthfulness, we are all evolving and transforming. And in some cases, it kind of feels really fast, right? Faster than ever before. And we are in charge of assimilating those changes in the most graceful way that we can, so that we don't have everything always in a constant state of shifting, because we are in that constant state, right? This is partly what we're here to talk about today, is what's happening causing all of these shifts, but most importantly, how we deal with that so that we can continue to be in oneness instead of sort of like getting sidetracked. I don't know. I think of it like you're driving down a highway and suddenly you have a blowout, your tires shredded, right? And you're forced off the side of the road. And that's almost like the force and impact that some of these transformational energies are having on people's lives, right? So all of that together, there's a reason that it's important to maintain connection and spiritual practice to keep yourself on that road and assimilating things as we go. That's our short synopsis, right, of what we're doing. But really, we're here today to talk about some truth for each one of us. I think that there's a lot of emphasis in our current lives where we always want to be positive. And while that's really good, it's also not real. And we're walking a really fine line right now for the idea that thoughts create our reality, which is true, except for as we raise our vibration, not as much as it once did. Does that make sense? I'm going right for the throat here. Can you tell, Monsa?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah, I was muting myself. This is right.
That's okay. Well, this is what I'm finding when I'm speaking with people. Okay, so we are all dealing with these changing energies, and people are, you know, we're seeking answers and we're seeking ways to stabilize ourselves within them. And at the same time that we're seeking those things, we are feeling things more acutely. So I use stress, anxiety, and depression as a broad, you know, broad brush. Because for some reason, many of us are frustrated because we aren't having the results that we were, let's say, aiming for, that we were wanting and expecting by the work that we've been doing, right? I know that I've been at my own transformational journey for more than 20 years. And sometimes you think, well, really, you know, how much longer, right, till I reach, I don't know where exactly, just somewhere better than here,
yeah.
Right? We all want to be somewhere better than
yeah.
here, except for that we have to assimilate what it is to truly live and create in that third dimension as we are progressing to the higher dimensional frequency of 5D. So in this movement, we are finding that things might be more stressful or still in struggle and still feeling anxious or depressed or separate, right? And we're trying our best to deal with those feelings. And we think to ourselves, gosh, how many more programs do I have to do? How many more things do I have to do? I've been at this for so long. Why does it feel like I'm almost starting at the beginning again? And what am I supposed to do now? And people are searching for what that is, right? So very recently, I received this perspective energetically, and it was, what if this constant state of upheaval is an illusion? What if all of our feelings of stress, anxiety, and depression are bringing us back into the illusion of 3D mass consciousness? Now, it doesn't mean that we're not actually experiencing it, but after a while, there may not be tons of things for us to keep healing and releasing anymore. But in actuality, we're creating it by stepping back into the cycle, looking for a problem. Where's the root of this? Where's the problem? So what happens is, as we're moving along, we've only created another layer for us to look at. So it's not just that we're still clearing and releasing, and we are, for ourselves and for the collective, because we're doing that too. But then, because we're feeling these emotions that are running rampant, not just for ourselves, but for our families and society at large, people are stressed, anxious, depressed, angry, fearful, all of these things. And we are picking up on them because we're all connected, right, energetically. This isn't new. It's just understanding that as we are all being moved along our way, that we are sharing these same anxieties, stress, and all of those things that come with that, struggles, lack, and fear, and all of those things. And then now we're adding an additional layer of basically buying back into the illusion. Do you have any thoughts on that? How's that feel? It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels totally accurate. So yeah, it's also describing like what I've been experiencing recently, and also when you talked about like our need to always feel positive, because also there is something like coming up when we feel those feelings, it's that we start judging ourselves. But when we like release this need to be always positive, like it's when we have those feelings or something doesn't work out as we expected, it's not that we did something wrong. It's not we don't need to judge ourselves for that, because this is what we were doing before, and we're working on releasing. And so we can be able to create this space for ourselves to be, how to say, like this gentle and also being kind with ourselves. So yeah, that's my
yes, it is true. We know these things, right? We know these things, but it's super hard to do when you're in it. It's where people get sidetracked because things are happening in their lives, and it's almost like I need to step back and take a breath and really realign myself, really find out and ask for the information, the healing, the divine intervention, and all that I know to use. Because by now we know a lot of tools, right? But yet we're still finding ourselves stuck and repeating experiences. And sometimes, especially now that the energies are so hyped up, they feel way more intense than even a year ago. You know, every year, me and my spiritual friends, we all are like, oh my God, this is going to be an amazing year. We've come through so much, and we're all sort of feeling like it's going to start flowing here any minute, right? It's going to just be that, mm-hmm. Yeah. That beautiful energy of love and light and everything all good, right? And partly what's happening is the separation of that lower third dimensional mass consciousness with higher dimensional consciousness. We have to separate out of those. And so you could almost look at what we're going through as another level of, here's another level of 3D mass consciousness that we have to release, because it's still going to be triggering things that are deep within us. So there is some validity that there's still, you know, junk in there that has to be released, still stuff that's weighing us down, because just like you can't go take with you the baggage from that lower dimensional energy into a higher dimension, we're here to unload all of that. And then at the same time, those of us who are doing that, we're doing it also for the collective, because we have the knowledge and understanding and the ability to do that. And the energies that are coming in are triggering us at multidimensional levels that we haven't been able to reach yet, which means, like, I'm a multidimensional healer, which means that I'm a conduit to connect you to the multidimensional levels that you don't have the frequency to access. That's how we unlock things, right? We have to have the right frequency. I always think of it like a combination lock. Your frequency is the combination that will unlock your next level. Well, throughout all of our soul's existences, we have incarnated in many multidimensional arenas, right? Universes, galaxies, etc. We've had many roles, and none of them are linear. And that's where we as people, it's hard to imagine how that works. But what's most important to know is that these accelerated ascension frequencies are helping us by triggering these other areas that we have not been able to bring to light and heal and release. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, it does. And also the awareness, like having the awareness about this, it's, how to say, it really brings more, how to say, more understanding of what is happening, and also it makes it much easier, because also through these experiences and the triggers that we may experience, how to say, there is also this challenge to connect to the truth within and like understand what is happening from within. Like, there's this need to get the like guidance about what's happening to understand what is going on.
Exactly, because we need new guidance. We need to be fully connected in order to find out exactly what needs to be done to move through it. My new gauge of things that are happening in your life, because we're all still here operating as higher vibrational beings in a third dimensional world. We're still here, and we're going to still be here for a while. And we have not transitioned. We're not holding that fifth dimensional frequency all the time, enough for us to have crossed over into that fifth dimensional frequency plane permanently, right? We all know we're kind of caught in the in-between. And as we're caught in that in-between, we are perfecting our own energy, our own frequency, and our ability to be. It's not so much just about creation and all of those things. It's about healing what's keeping you from being oneness, having that wholeness from within yourself, so that you're able to get through these situations, in my view, I like faster, okay? I always throw out there, if somebody told you it was going to take you 6 years to move through this Groundhog Day cycle, you know, would you sign yourself up? Yes, I want to suffer and go through all this hassle for 6 more years. No, all of us would say, well, that's really crazy. Why would I do that? And that's exactly right. So as these situations come up in our current life where we're feeling that all the work that we have done is not having the outcome that we want. We're still having issues come up. The larger next step is, how quickly are you able to realign yourself? How quickly are you able to then move through whatever the test is, or whatever the situation is, or whatever the stress is, in order that you can then come out the other side in a higher frequency state, versus being waylaid on that side of the road for a period of time unspecified, until that day you get your oh my goodness, I finally have worked through enough energy and emotion and disappointment and all of those things that have kept me in that cycle. I've released enough that I can step out of it, fix the wheel in my car, and continue on my way, right? So that's what we're here to do today, is talk about the role of the golden ray, because golden ray is the next opening that we have that is helping us to heal at those higher multidimensional frequencies, those other multidimensional frequencies that you've been unable to reach because they're not a frequency that you're able to access yet. And this golden ray that comes through the central sun, the great central sun, is readily available to everyone, and it encompasses all of the other vibrational frequencies. You know, we all talk about the purple flame and the blue light and all of those things. Well, the golden ray encompasses all of those. And then we're moving into the platinum ray after the golden ray. So it's not necessarily as open to everyone, because it's, again, you have to reach certain frequencies in order for something to really be able to be utilized and to help you. It doesn't mean you can't access it. It's just not as open as it will be when your frequency is able to access its full potential. So I hope everybody understands that. But what is important here is for all of us to realize we're going through similar things. Every person I talk to tells me similar stories, and I have them going on in my own life. Monseth, you and I have talked, I have teenagers, and so it brings about a whole new experience, right? Because there's a lot of other emotions going on all the time, and we have things that are happening in our everyday 3D life, right? I have to bring my kids to school, I have a job, I have things that I'm doing, my husband is also, you know, at work and school. So there's all these 3D real life things happening. And our goal to move into these higher energies is to deal with the things that are causing us to get caught back and drugged back down into third dimensional mass consciousness energies, and finding what's triggering them, going deeper into the multidimensional arenas to find out what is really going on, versus what we all have been taught, which is, you know, what is the pain, what is the limitation, what is the block? It's actually, what is the separation event? Where is the disconnection that was created? So it's slightly a different perspective, but that's how we go deeper into the multidimension.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we want to ask your audience, what do they think about all of that?
Okay.
I'm so curious to know, what are your thoughts on this, and where are you all experiencing getting caught back into the third dimensional mass consciousness, especially if you've been feeling like you've already dealt with it? What have you done to deal with it? And where do you feel like it's not going right for you, or where you had been hoping to go with it? That's a multi-layered question, but for every person out there, what is it that is dragging you back down into the third dimensional mass consciousness? Where do you feel like you're getting caught? So,
yeah, absolutely. So everyone, yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you, because it's interactive.
Yes.
We want to know where everybody is. What is it that you're seeing and feeling that's going out going on in your life that's keeping you from assimilating these higher frequencies more, let's say, with more ease, right? Because it's about getting, receiving them and healing them. So if I could, while everybody's writing in, I'm going to give a little example. My husband is spiritual. I think I've talked about him on many shows. We met on a spiritual journey to Tibet in 1999. And so each of us have our own road, and we have our own path, our own journey, and actually we do different groups, I guess. We have other, we're not doing exactly the same thing, okay? He has his way of spirituality, and I have mine. And what's interesting is a few days ago, I said to my husband, something is wrong. Something is not right with you. And he was like, didn't say anything. And then the next day, he walked into our bedroom. I was sleeping, so I was in that, you know, theta brainwave state, right? And he had just walked into the room, and I said, something is really off. Something is very wrong. And normally, I don't remember things that I say in that semi-conscious state. You're sleeping, right? Or you're just not totally present. But I totally felt it and remembered it. And the next morning, he came into my office, and I said to him, all right, something is really going on with you, because now two times it's just like come out of my mouth, there's something really off. And he said, yes, I've been working with a higher dimensional being, and I've been bringing in, you know, these energies, and I'm working to assimilate them. And I said, well, if you're willing, you know, I'd be happy to look into it and see what I can do to help you. And he said, sure. And so I looked within his energetic field, and I was shown that, you know, imagine your chakra system, right? So imagine this line going straight down the center of your being. And I could see that it was all, it looked black. It was just all this whole, like as if somebody had tunneled out that whole chakra line and there was nothing there. It's just as if somebody had dug it out. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So it just looked all the way through himself, this black line running all the way down. It wasn't that it had turned to darkness. It was literally as if his chakra system had been dug out. And what I was told to do was to use the golden ray and fill his chakra system with this golden light to bring himself back together in oneness with this upgraded chakra system of pure golden light. And what was really interesting about this is, as I said, my husband and I do different things, okay? So he does his and I do mine. But I had just spoken about this process in one of my own shows where I talked about how we are evolving the third dimensional chakra system as we know it with all the beautiful colors into now a completely golden chakra system. And so I did the work for him, and it was just amazing. He was like, oh my goodness, I feel better. I knew something was off, but I wasn't able to do it for myself. I mean, he was just hoping that, you know, enough time and enough visualization and meditation and stuff that he would be able to assimilate all of himself back into oneness. So this is what we mean by things are going on so many levels, physically, energetically, spiritually, and through these new ascension energies. So it's partly why some of us are feeling, maybe you might use the word overwhelmed or overburdened sometimes, and really stressed and exhausted, because we are being bombarded on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I've left you speechless, haven't I, Monsef? It's okay. It's so many things we can talk about, right? It's so so incredible what's happening for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Let's see what the audience shared. So yeah, again, everyone, you can share your feedback on the webcast by typing it on the question box. Or if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. So yeah, we have Melissa on the phone.
Okay.
Melissa from phone number ending with 6350.
Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, we can hear you now.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
I would like to, I don't even know. I like, from the time you started talking, I could have written a book from the beginning till now of all of the information, you know, for all that I've been going through lately, because you spoke to it. And I guess number one thing that you said that helped me was, we don't have to be positive all the time, because I mean, seriously, you
yeah.
have no idea how freeing that was, because I have been, I tried to explain it to myself for like the last 2 weeks. I mean, this has been going on for a lot longer, but the last 2 weeks have been so intense for me. I mean, I literally have been like, oh, I don't even know how to say this, but crying pretty much 24/7 for 2 weeks. I've been,
wow.
My life has been like this chaos and overwhelm. That word was good when you used that.
Yeah,
overwhelm. But what happened was, I kept saying to myself, what is going on? I have done energy work for decades, every day,
mm-hmm.
clearing and you know, and I thought, oh my God, it's like all of a sudden I'm processing the duality on Earth. And mm-hmm. I mean, it felt like this can't possibly be all my stuff. I was just, and it was things that I had worked on before, but this time the intensity, like I'm an extreme empath, sensitive. I have been since I was born, but so I feel everything deeply. I feel the, you know, I feel the love. So, and I mean, I do that love thing. I mean, I get the infinite divine love, and yet the complete polar opposite of that, the feeling of the, is just so intense. But I had come to this place of, you know, like a lot more balance and peace, but still doing my work, you know, still looking at my wounds and all of that. But this time it was like, I couldn't pull myself out of that. I couldn't pull
right.
myself out of the other duality. And then what happened to me was, then I went into the place, and you said something to Montsef, because he was saying, yeah, you know, but for us to be in this, and I was thinking, and then you said it, because I was thinking, oh, right, Montsef, but when you're in the middle of it, I don't mean
yes,
that.
I mean, this is the reality of what's happening now, though. We are dredging up things
wow.
that are hidden, and they're at levels that we haven't been able to reach yet, because the energies weren't available. Part of what we're all feeling, okay, when we talk about disconnection and separation, we're talking about those things as they relate to your soul. I always say to people, yeah. imagine you're a third dimensional being, not super high on the dimensionality chain, right? Your soul is really out in the void. That's where oneness is. It's out there in, you know, we can call it oneness land, but it's really outside of these constructs that we think of as even dimensions, even in, 12th dimension and all this other stuff, your soul is not in those constructs. So when we're talking about going deeper and being able to shift ourselves from a third dimensional being to a fifth dimensional being, we're talking about moving our entire being into a higher frequency. And the way for us to do that is through our light bodies, that full connection with our light body self and our soul as much as we can be connected to it, okay? So we're talking about it more and more, and everybody is thinking to themselves, well, gosh, I should be way further along in this path than I am because I've been working on it a really long time. What is going on? Why is it not turning out to be the way everybody said, which is I'm going to step into this, you know, this blissful place? The reason that it isn't is because all of us as a collective have to do it. One of us alone is not holding the frequency to move into that fifth dimensional place, okay? There are beings that have held that much light. We know them, right? Christ, Buddha, and others that have come before that are holding that higher frequency, but really they're almost outside of the constructs of a dimension. They're able to put themselves in a void frequency where everything and anything is possible, if that makes sense. So what we are doing is, right, so this is our objective, is to be able to move into that higher frequency. But in order for us to do it, we have to go deeper with our own stuff, and that's why the deeper stuff is coming out. And then it's also being triggered by what's in the collective consciousness so that we can help others as well. So we're not just working on ourselves. At the same time, we're working on doing this for everybody. So it almost makes it more intense. So that's where we are. But, you know, hopefully as we all just sort of see it for what it is, you know, that's the practical spiritualist part of me, which is, look, this is what's really happening. It's part of what's really happening. I'm sure there are many things that are going on. But, yes, we don't have to be positive all the time. You have to me, sometimes it's important to name it. I was speaking to someone yesterday, and she said to me, oh, no, don't claim that. Don't claim the illness. And I said to her, no, that's, again, thoughts. Our thoughts are third dimensional most of the time. And yes, that creates, but in truth, our energy field has more power to create, okay? Sometimes we do need to just name it. And in naming it, then we're able to move through the next part. If we spend all of our time denying what's happening because we want something else to happen, or we're trying to control things so something else happens, all we've done now is create resistance. And then that, you know, invokes other issues, right? So all of what we're up to right now is, you know, bring it in. I'm sad. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And that's okay. It's like saying, you know what? I give myself permission to just feel like crap today. I'm going to process it, let it run through me. You don't hold on to it. You don't look into it any deeper. Allow the emotion to run through. And your prayer during that time is, I call in divine intervention. I'm calling in divine intervention to bring this through me as quickly as possible for my highest and best resolution. Because we don't want to attach to it. That's when people say, don't claim it. What they're really saying is, don't attach to it. And it's not by thinking it that you're attaching. It's when we start to try to figure out what's wrong with us. Why am I doing this? Where's the answers? And that's how we get caught back into that third dimensional matrix of those, you know, lower feelings. And we stay there instead of processing it through and coming out of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that right there was like huge, because I was thinking about that's where I tripped myself up at was, I knew, because like a lot of the time when it was so intense and would, you know, look into and, you know, whose energy is this, and then it would leave. But what would happen is I ended up in this space when it kept coming back was self-criticism, you know, of how did I get here? What happened? What did I do wrong? What am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? It went into this whole other dialogue that was like, it was harmful. I mean, it was harmful, and it also, I mean, I wasn't in denial because I got to that place where I just let it happen and just kept working through it and just let it be and then feel, and, but it was the intensity of it for, I mean, literally 2 solid weeks of every day and night. I thought, I mean, you know, toward the end of that,
it's a lot.
It was. And that's when I started to think, oh, this isn't just, you know, this isn't just what we've been doing, and something's wrong with me. So that's where I went.
Understood.
And so, you know, that was really hard. And so this conversation for me is just so enlightening. And I mean, lightning, you know, lifting up the whole burden that I've been carrying around of,
I'm so glad.
What have I been doing wrong? Because, you know, and it's not like I live in a false reality where I know that everything's bliss all the time, because that we're here in this, you know, we're physical.
Yeah, we're still
earth.
Here.
Yeah, well, we're here to do
as
this.
I keep saying, we're still here.
If
we're
it was,
still here doing, chopping wood, carrying water.
I guess I don't know, but I just keep thinking, just based on everything I know about the dual, well, about everything that's here on earth, I just felt, well, I wouldn't have incarnated at this time. I would have just waited for that golden age and came rolling and then all that, you know.
Well, I think that as we move into this golden age, I mean, the golden ray is certainly here for the golden age and to move us into that. But the people that are incarnating, I mean, you have to realize there's a process that we're going through, okay? And everybody has to heal their wounds or their baggage or however people see it, their pain, their hurts, all the things that have caused tears in their energetic field that have caused them to separate from their soul, from their highest frequency of God, okay? Because that's really what's happened to help us incarnate in a third dimensional existence. It's that we have a lot of things that have gone on that are keeping us from stepping into our self-mastery. I mean, right now, this is our time, right? We're all being challenged in a way. And in order to step into our self-mastery, we have to heal and release all of those things that created a separation. That's what self-mastery is. It's the healing of separation and disconnection and fully embodying your oneness with the highest frequency of God's love and light. So when we talk about this, we're not in a matrix situation where it's going to be love and light all the time. In fact, as these ascension energies grow stronger, so does the opposite, because we're in a third dimensional existence, right?
Yeah.
So we have other energies going on doing their darndest to pull us back down into that third dimensional matrix so that we don't, I'm going to use the words in quotes, escape to higher frequency, right? Because that's the duality is to keep us in that lower frequency. And so all of us here, our choice is, of course, embodying more of our own divine uniqueness, as Monsef's show says, our own divine uniqueness, stepping into our oneness and being able to radiate out that light so that we're able to stabilize our own energetic field so that we are not being bombarded by all that's happening around us, and we're able to keep ourselves protected from these lower vibrational energies that are even stronger now as well than they ever have been before.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's all of the stuff, right? We have to remember that as we're rising, there's just as much force to keep us in the third dimension, in that lower frequency.
Oh, wow, this is so, the more you talk, I'm like, yes, 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 because that's how it's felt. Like a push me, pull you is how I felt. The more that, more that I was working this and the harder I was pushing back, and it was just like there was a moment where I felt like I was in this vortex, but I was all the way down at the very bottom, and like I was just like not knowing whether I was really going to get back up out of or just go all the way through. And it was like that ultimate, I had to trust and just have the faith, and it was, and just ride it. And then it was like I came through it. It was, I don't know, this is just, and what you're just talking about is so, for me personally, I have been working on that deep separation, deep, that's been my core work for like, well, I would say like a year and a half. And I know that my son's death really, in a way, was... It was like a catalyst, and I think on a grand level for all of us, he was giving a gift to ignite that huge, it's time, and we have to do that. We have to. And that's exactly where I got thwarted into, was to work on that separation from God, that original, and it's been...
The original separation.
Yes, that's what I've been, that has been my main focus, so... For you to bring that up.
Well, my main mission. I mean, that's what I do, is work on the separation events, because they're more than one, of course, because we've had many incarnations. But we have access to them on the levels in which they were created. Okay, they're not created at a third dimensional level. You're here, you're already separated and have disconnection events. We reinforce them here. We have additional ones that happen, but the original ones are going to have occurred in other dimensions, at other frequencies that we are not necessarily able to connect with as who we are right here. It's part of why when we collectively get together, you know, higher frequency happens. We all feel it. We can feel the energy. We can tangibly understand more. And I know for myself, like, I will end this call and I will probably not remember most of what we talked about, because I'm at a completely different frequency where the information is just flowing out of my mouth. And so it's not the brain part, it's that energetic spiritual part where I'm connecting to the highest frequency of me to bring forward the information, you know, having the golden beings of light to transmit information. It all is done at a different frequency. So we all know when we get off the call, we felt amazing on the call and everything made so much sense. And then later we get off and we're like, now what did she say? Well, that's because it energetically, you're receiving it versus mentally receiving it. And what's important for all of us to know is that we sometimes need that conduit, another person who has the ability to go outside those regular frequencies to connect you with those separation events that you're looking for, that are needed in order to bring you back into your own self-mastery. So that's the idea. And in the meantime, we are constructing around ourselves the golden ray Merkaba to assist you to stabilize yourself here in the third dimension, as well as all the way up as high as you're able to hold it, so that there is less bombarding you. We're all for assimilating, right? We're all for helping the collective. We're all for wanting us to, you know, move as a collective into the 5D. There are ways for us to make that a little less bumpy, right? To get through it quicker, to see what's happening and going on within ourselves, and to process it and move it through so that, you know, we can restabilize ourselves. And that's what this whole call is about, is getting to that place. So, Melissa, I thank you so much for talking with me. This has been fabulous. I love connecting with you and being able to share your experiences.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same, likewise. It's just been very wonderful. And yes. And for me, it was very empowering too, because I have also for a long, well, my whole life, I felt that I had to, you know, my spiritual path, I had to do it all alone. That, you know, so this is another, you know, for me, another confirmation that no, we're all one and we're all connected, and this is the time to be connected and to, you know, because there's another separation ideology that, you know, that needs to be healed. So anyway, I appreciate
exactly.
Yeah. It's
exactly right. We're all going through it. Trust me, everybody. And I personally feel that the more honest that we are with what we're going through and what is happening, it helps everybody to know that first, like you said, you're not alone. We're all dealing with it in our own way, in our own lives. Things are happening. And what matters most, I mean, like even the situation I talked about with my husband, you know, if he was just dealing with it on his own, we could be having that really weird discordant energy going on. Instead of 2 days, it could be weeks, because he's working on it himself, trying to figure out how to bring himself back together, where it's like, well, let me help you. Boom. Okay. Now everything is stable again, because we all know that when our energy is off, it's going to affect the family. It's going to affect the people at your job, all of those things. We're all affecting one another. So the faster we seek help, get help, and bring ourselves back into that oneness place, then the faster we move into the next, you know, the next phase of whatever, or we get to have some peace, which is also really nice, right? We'd like to have some more peace.
Just the peace. That was something I was, you know, looking forward to. And I feel that peace now. So thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Seth, for taking my call. I really, this has been very beautiful. It really has. It's just, yeah.
I appreciate it. Well, this to me is when the best information comes out, is when, you know, people are able to get what they need, because you're not the only one who needed it. And it's why we do these live calls. They're so much fun. I love them. So thank you, Mansaf, too.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Melissa, for calling in. Yeah, much love. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Gabrielle, for the guidance. And I really loved every part you shared, and also what Melissa shared about her own experience, because it also reflects our own, our group individually. Like, there is some relationship with her in some way. And like you said, many times when there is someone needing help, we feel like we try to be the first to help them. But when we have those challenges and those limiting beliefs or emotions that are coming up, we feel that there is something wrong with us, and we try to go through this alone. And many times through this, we don't have the awareness and understanding of what is going on. But when we move to the state that we don't need to do it all by ourselves, and it's more about a co-creation, it really makes the experience much more easier. That was my I wanted to share this about what you shared. So again,
it's so important for all of us to know we're all being given the same energies. They affect each of us differently, and that's okay. It's just where we are. We can take it as an opportunity to move through without falling into the judgment trap, or even the expectation trap. You know, I shouldn't be dealing with this anymore. I've already healed this 100 times. How many more times do I have to do it? Right? And that too is a judgment, and it limits your ability to just move through it. I have found for myself, you know, when I'm mad, I'm just give myself permission to be mad. Okay. And what I have found is that I move through the mad a lot faster when I just allow myself to be mad versus trying to restrict it, talk myself out of it, you know, meditate myself out of it. No, just feel it, And then as you move through it and you're connecting, you will get the guidance through your own intuition as to what you do need to do next to continue along that path for healing, right? What is it that triggered you? You know, what emotions came up for you? But the time to diffuse that is not at the front of it sometimes. Sometimes it's about feeling the emotion and allowing that emotion to play itself out and then go deeper. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It really does. So yeah, thank you again, Gabrielle, and thank you, Melissa. Yeah, we have a question from Kam, K-A-N, from California. The pain in my knees keeps me grounded in 3D, even though I have been visualizing, revealed in my cartilage for a very long time, so that I may be able to once again, move with ease and grace. It seems I'm making little or no movements as the pain persists, and she wants some guidance about that and understanding also.
She wants understanding of
her
what
experience.
She needs to do to heal her knees. Is that the question, really?
She doesn't understand her experience, like why she experiencing this.
Okay, 1 second. Let me connect with Khan and find out. Okay, so interesting. If you had, this is her, my question to her, I know she wrote in, so maybe she won't be able to answer. But what I see for her is that there is, she has a fight or flight tendency. Her tendency would be that she would just leave something versus, you know, perhaps staying or actually working through it. And, you know, of course, that can be anything in your current life having to do with relationships or what have you. But what we're all talking about here is that deeper root issue that's going on. And so if there's a tendency to just say, well, I want people to understand there's opposites even in things that we're healing, okay? So if you're unable to leave in your current life or live fully in your third dimensional life, that means that in your counteracting experiences that you've had in order to balance it out. So that would mean that in other existences, you left all the time. You only took care of your needs and you were more, I'm going to go with self-centered is what I hear. So in the counterbalance then, it's made you to where you rely on others to take care of you and not to leave you. So that would be the complete opposite, right? And so when you're doing healing on yourself, it is to do the inner work for healing that separation so that you can bring it into balance, okay? So when you are doing healing work or having healing work done, you're going to want to work on the deeper issues of why you were more self-centered and, you know, just willing to take care of you and not deal with people. So you're going to, most likely if you were live, you would tell me, but that's not how I am in my current life. And I would say exactly. But when you have an issue that's actually physically manifested itself, it's because of these deeper issues. It's not just what's occurred in your current life, because in your current life, you're working to counterbalance the separation and inequities that occurred in other lives. So it's like you almost look for the opposite of what's happening in your current life as to what still needs to be healed. And I hope that you understand that. If not, I believe we have a package where you'll get to work with me and we can go more deeply into that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Gabrielle.
You're welcome.
Khan, for your question. Mm-hmm. We have Fiona. Hi, beautiful souls. I need some heart harmonizer magic. I know how powerful channel and healer Gabrielle is. Some trauma made me lose my center and my deep connection with my soul and source. Any insights how to reunite and become one with all of me again? I also stopped being resourceful and abundant. Thank you infinitely for your guidance and support. Namaste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're saying, is that when we're not in alignment with our soul, we are separated, or our light is not as connected as it needs to be, then we are not abundant and we are not having peace and joy, and we're not able to return to those frequencies quickly. Instead, we get sidetracked and off that, and then it lasts a lot longer. And, you know, we're all about not having all that yuck stuff last longer. So when looking at what's happening for you, this beautiful soul who's written in, the first thing that I'm shown is that, imagine a bank vault, right? So we all know them in movies. They're those big wall, that big wall, that door that looks like it's a whole wall, right? And it's got a combination lock or and a spinning wheel, and you have to get just the right tumblers to go, and then you can pull it open. So for this lovely lady, the issue is that it's sealed. And so it's like when you are trying to get back in alignment, the answer is it's sealed. Whatever you have sealed behind that vault has to be dealt with. And the way that we would do that is to find out what's so terrible about it, right? We only hide things from ourselves when we have done something in our own energy field that we feel was completely wrong or bad or scary, and it was really a terrible event, a really big trauma. So those things you don't attack head on, because you will naturally close that and keep it closed because it's too scary to open. So it will take what I like to think of backdooring it. You have to ask for the back door for healing what is there. What is the big scary monster behind the door? And that's what it looks like to me, is a big scary monster. So there's something that you really fear coming out if you open that door. And generally that has to do with, in this case, it has to do with more about going into areas, I'm going to call it like out in the universe, that perhaps you shouldn't have been tapping into. And when you sealed the door, then it closed off more than just what you were thinking you were going to close off. So it's kind of deep. It's the nicest way I can say it. That's some mm-hmm. work to get into and to heal, because there are many things there, misuse and abuse of power, in addition to discernment. So that would mean you're not really trusting your own discernment, because it's gone badly for you in the past. So those are the things you can work on right away to start healing, so that you can, you know, regain trust in your own intuition, your own knowledge and understanding, as well as reconnecting to God on those higher levels. Because when things go wrong to that magnitude where you would seal it behind a door, it means that you don't trust anymore on those deeper levels. So even if a person were to say to me, oh, Gabrielle, I do trust. I do. I really work on it every day. That is not what this is talking about. We have to do it on the energetic levels. Your frequency has to be able to be at a level of trust. Saying it and trying to convince yourself isn't enough. It's not strong enough to undo what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, that was so powerful. And like also there is a thing that we keep doing, that we try to understand the current experiences from our past ones. And because we had maybe some challenge in the past, so we think that currently it's the same happening, and then we feel stuck in the same loop again and again. But it's sometimes we find it hard to like separate those experiences, like take each experience on its own, so learn the lessons from each one separately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always amazing to me the depth of what's really happened, because when we talk about them in a third dimensional way, it's hard to understand layering. Because we're so linear in how we see things and try to understand them. But it's really that any event, even in our current life, any event that's happened, it's going to affect us in many different ways, right? We might have an emotional response, a mental response. We start saying to ourselves, well, next time I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm never going to do that again, right? And so we start cataloging things right away. Well, in our energetic field, things are cataloged as well. Things, you know, like I'm never going to trust my own intuition again. So it's not trustworthy. It got me in trouble. It created a whole problem everywhere. Do you know what I mean? And so when we're doing things like that, we're creating more limitations and areas of disconnect, because we disconnect from our own ability to discern. And at this point in where we are energetically and in the ascension timeline, our ability to discern and to intuit is so absolutely 100% has to be online. It has to be working, because that is the only way we will know when we are out of alignment, like the story with my husband. You know, you have to be able to know when things are awry. You have to be able to know when you've stepped out of the slipstream of universal energy and somehow you got sidetracked, right? So discernment and trust in the universal energy and that you're on your soul's path absolutely 100% has to be in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Gabrielle, and thank you, Fiona, for your question. Really great one. So, yeah, Gabrielle, really, thank you. Thank you so much for the time you spent with us. Really loved the call, every part of it, like the guidance you brought, through the discussion, and also the guidance you shared with our audience through the Q&A. It was really, really inspiring, so, and really needed in this current time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you everyone out there for joining with us today. I really loved connecting with you.
Beautiful. Everyone, also thank you so much for being here, for co-creating with us this really powerful experience today, and sharing with us your beautiful energies. Thank you for your great questions, and I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. YOUR divine, DIVINE, uniqueness, UNIQUENESS.com.